سید محمد الموسوی سلطان الواعظین شیرازی, an eminent Shiite scholar of Iran, visited India in 1927 AD when he was 30 years old. He was given a rousing reception everywhere he went. People benefited from his knowledge of tradition, history, and commentary on the Holy Quran. He was persuaded to enter into a religious debate with renowned Sunni scholars in Peshawar of Pakistan, Hafiz Muhammad Rashid and Sheikh Abdus Salam, on 23rd Rajab, 1345 AH. The discussion took place on 10 successive nights. The dialogues were a model of mutual respect, and in spite of the seriousness of the subject and the presence of an audience of some 200, there was no breach of decorum. A condition of the dialogue was that only sources acceptable to both sects would be cited. The dialogue was held in Farsi, commonly understood in the city of Peshawar. Four reporters recorded the discussions in the presence of approximately 200 Shia and Sunni Muslims. Local newspapers published these accounts each following morning. Sultan al-Waizin Shirazi compiled the newspaper accounts of the discussions in a book in Persian, published in Tehran as Shabhaye Peshawar or Peshawar Nights. On the relationship with the Holy Prophet.
حضرت آقا ببخشید, به چه دلیل شما خودتون رو منتسب به پیامبر صلی الله علیه و آله؟
Excuse me, Sayyid Sultan al-Waizin Shirazi, you refer to your relationship with the Holy Prophet. It is commonly known, but I want you to let me know your genealogy so that I may know how your ancestral line reaches the Prophet.
My ancestral line reaches the Prophet through Imam Musa al-Kadhim, son of Imam al-Sadiq, son of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, son of Imam Ali Zainul Abidin, son of Imam al-Husayn, son of the Commander of the Faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib.
This line of descent reaches the Commander of the Faithful, Ali, may Allah bless him, although you have said that it ends with the Holy Prophet. In fact, with this genealogy, you should call yourself among the relations of the Holy Prophet and not among his direct descendants. A descendant is one who is directly linked with the Prophet.
نسب ما از طریق حضرت صدیقه کبرا فاطمه زهرا سلام الله علیها به حضرت رسول سلام
Our ancestral line reaches the Prophet through Hazrat Fatima Zahra, the mother of Imam Hussein.
از شما که عالم هستین تعجب میکنم. آیا نمیدونین نسل انسان از طرف پسر ادامه
I think I am misunderstood. It is my point of view that descent is recognized from the male side only. I quote an Arabic couplet, my sons, grandsons, and daughters are from me, but my daughter's sons are not from me. If you can prove otherwise, please do so.
There is strong evidence, both from the Holy Quran and from authentic hadith, to establish my point.
Please relate it so that we may understand.
While you were speaking just now, I recalled a discussion between Harun al-Rashid, the Abbasid Caliph, and our Imam Musa al-Kadhim on this topic. The Imam gave such a convincing reply that the Caliph himself accepted it.
I would like to hear about that discussion.
Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali, entitled Sheikh al-Saduq, in the 4th century after Hijra, in his Uyun Akhbar al-Ridha, and Abu Mansur ibn Ali Tabarsi, in his Ihtijaj, gave a detailed account of the conversation that took place between Harun al-Rashid and Imam Musa ibn Ja'far in the Caliph's court. The Caliph asked the Imam, how can you claim that you are a descendant of the Holy Prophet? The Prophet had no descendant. It is acknowledged that descendants are from the male side and not from the female side. You belong to the generation of his daughter. The Imam recited verses 84 to 85 from Surah Al-An'am of the Holy Quran. And we gave to him Isaac and Jacob. Each did we guide, and Noah did we guide before, and of his descendants, David and Solomon, and Job and Joseph and Aaron. And thus do we reward those who do good. And Zechariah and John and Jesus and Elijah, everyone was of the good. The Imam asked the Caliph, who was Jesus' father? Harun replied that Jesus had no father. The Imam said, there was no one, and yet Allah included Jesus in the progeny of the prophets through Mary. Similarly, He has included us in the progeny of the Holy Prophet through our ancestor, Hazrat Fatima Zahra. Moreover, Imam Fakhruddin Razi, in his Tafsir al-Kabir, Great Commentary, Book 4, page 124, says regarding this verse that the verse proves that Hassan and Hussein are the descendants of the Prophet of Islam. Since in this verse God has verified Jesus as a descendant of Abraham, and Jesus had no father, this relationship is from the side of the mother. In the same manner, Imams Hassan and Hussein are truly descendants of the Prophet. Imam Musa al-Kadhim asked Harun if he wanted further proof. The Caliph asked the Imam to continue. The Imam read verse 61 from Surah Ali Imran of the Holy Quran. But whoever disputes with you in this matter after what has come to you of knowledge, then say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, and our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. Then let us be earnest in prayer and pray for the curse of Allah on the liars. He continued, saying that no one has ever claimed that on the occasion of the spiritual contest, Mubahala, against the Christians of Najran, that the Prophet took with him, anyone except Ali ibn Abu Talib, Fatima, Hassan, and Hussein. It follows, therefore, that selves, anfusana, means Ali ibn Abi Talib, women, nisa'ana, means Fatima, and sons, abna'ana, means Hassan and Hussein, whom Allah has identified as the Prophet's own sons. Upon hearing this argument, Harun explained, bravo, O Abu al-Hassan. Clearly, this reasoning proves that Hassan and Hussein are the sons of the Prophet, and that the Sa'dat Fatima, descendants of Hazrat Fatima, are the progeny of the Holy Prophet.
Would you please bring me more evidence on this?
Okay. Ibn Abi al-Hadid Mu'tazali, one of your great scholars, in his Sharh Nahjul al-Balagha, Commentary on the Peak of Eloquence, Writings of Commander of the Faithful Ali, and Abu Bakr Razi in his commentary, have cited the same verse, arguing that Hassan and Hussein are, from the side of their mother, the sons of the Holy Prophet, in the same way that Allah in the Holy Quran has included Christ in the progeny of Abraham from the side of his mother, Mary. Muhammad ibn Yusuf Ganji Shafi'i, in his book Kifayatul Talib and Ibn Hajar Makki, on pages 74 and 93 of Sawa'iq Muhriqa from Tabrani, and Ja'far ibn Abdullah Ansari and Khatib Khawarizmi in Manaqib from Ibn Abbas, all relate that the Prophet said, Allah created the progeny of every prophet from his own generation, but my progeny was created in the generation of Ali. Also, Khatib Khawarizmi in Manaqib, Mir Sayyid Ali Hamidani Shafi'i in Nawaddatul Qurba, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal in Musnad, and Sulaiman Hanafi Balkhi in Yanabi al-Mawadda relate in more or less the same words that the Holy Prophet said, these my two sons are two flowers of this world, and both of them are imams, leaders, whether they are imams openly or silently sitting at home. And Sheikh Sulaiman Hanafi in his Yanabi al-Mawadda devotes chapter 57 to this topic and cites many hadith from his own learned men like Tabrani, Hafiz Abdulaziz ibn Abi Shayba, Khatib Baghdadi, Hakim, Bayhaqi, Baghawi, and Tabari, all relating in slightly differing versions that Hassan and Hussein are the sons of the Prophet. Hence, the couplet that you quoted has no force in the face of all this contrary evidence. Muhammad ibn Yusuf Ganji Shafi'i, in his Kifayatul Talib, proves that the sons of the Prophet's daughter are the sons of the Holy Prophet. Our ancestral line goes back to Imam Hussein. We are, therefore, descendants of the Holy Prophet.
Your argument is reasonable and convincing.